Jeanette Nichols.
And you are a candidate for New Hanover County's Board of Education.
Yes.
How long have you served on the board?
I've served for 16 years now, 2000, my year of election. I was teaching here in Wilmington at Alderman Elementary. It was time I could retire, and I thought, but I can't leave my babies. So the Board of Education was the next step, and now I have over 26,000 babies to represent.
So looking back over these last 16 or so years, what are you most proud of that you've done on the Board of Education?
I think the support that we have received from the whole community in working with our children, as well as the funding, the support that we have through the County Commission to ensure that we have adequate funding. There's never enough, but we've really worked hard. The renovations, the expansions, the magnet schools that we're offering, the day treatment center for many of our children who have special problems, the early college high schools that we have. Our children are graduating with 4 years of high school as well as 2 years of college when they finish. So there are many things that we've done. Certainly listening to our parents when it came to neighborhood schools. So it's been a very fast 16 years.
And when you think about what's been frustrating for you, are there things that you've wanted to see get done but haven't quite happened yet?
Yes, certainly closing the gap. We have done really well. We've improved, but there's always room for improvement. One of the things we've done is we applied for the grant for the Head Start program, so we now have that in our school system. And we have a curriculum now that works with our state curriculum. So I think that's going to help immensely. We reach out to parents, but parents are working. They're busy. Sometimes they're not comfortable in their school settings, or they haven't had a good experience themselves. So reaching out with those parents and helping these children to grow, not just academically, but socially. The culture has changed immensely in this nation, or the world. And so we have to look at their needs as well as their opportunities to get a sound education. And one of the things that we're working on now is the career technical education high school. We'll identify children at the 8th grade and 9th grade when they go into the program. We'll set them a pathway that they can, when they finish high school, they can go into a job or they can continue with their degree. But the skills that they will have will afford them a very good payroll, much better than a classroom teacher, unfortunately, for the teacher.
And do you know what the timeline is on that, when they're expecting to break ground on the new VOTEC?
Well, we're working with Cape Fear Community College. There is a site on the North Campus that's ready. All we need is $10 million. So if we have a donor out there today that would like to write us a check, we can get all these children prepared for the workforce and keep them here in this county to serve in the region. So that would be wonderful.
And that's not money that can come from the school bond that was passed in 2014.
No, it was not earmarked on that bond. And that's a good point. What we said that we would spend the money for, that's what we'll spend it for. Now, any savings that we might find along the way, then we can use it for other capital needs that were on the list. But we always keep our word with the public.
When you look around at the school district and you see some of the more problematic schools, including Rachel Freeman School of Engineering, Gregory School of Math, Science, and Technology, what do you propose doing to improve the performances of those schools?
Well, we certainly have now have some very strong leadership at the schools. We have changed some of the faculty it takes a special person to work with children that have the needs. We are recruiting children. We provide transportation throughout the county. So we're trying to alert them of the opportunities that they would have to go to the magnet schools. The funding there is more than what you would have in the traditional elementary school. We spent $700,000 last year at Gregory to increase the services for these students as well as the staff. The ratio of classroom teacher and student is much less than a regular school setting, and we're working closely with those parents. It just takes a while, but the thing is, Rachel, we're measuring children only on academics. They make growth in so many ways, and what we need to do is look at where they are at the beginning of the school year and where they are at the end of the school year, academically as well as socially and emotionally secure.
When you talk about the student-teacher ratio, what is it at, say, Gregory compared to the average elementary school in New Hanover County?
Well, the state has lifted the ban and past third grade. So in some cases, you've got 1 to 26 or sometimes a little more at the elementary level. With our magnet schools, it's sometimes 16 students in a class or less. Depends. We have special teachers that go in and work with the children in small group settings. So it would just depend on the setting and what they're working on at that time.
We've been asking all the candidates about a study that was conducted by UNC. This was several years ago. 91%, they found, of minority communities in New Hanover County have a high-poverty elementary school as their closest school. What do you think is the cause of that? And are we serving our minority populations as well as we should be?
Well, first of all, the schools in those areas are beautiful schools, so we're not providing a rundown facility. But the thing is, we offer these parents an opportunity for, say, the year-round schools, which would give them a more opportunity not to lose that summer time, their education through the summer. But those parents have not opted to attend those schools. So, but in the summertime, we have hearings on hardship cases, and we have parents who ask to go to another school, and we look at it, and if they can provide transportation, we do that as well. But most of the parents who have children in the schools that are closer to the downtown, they have asked for their children to be close to home. Grandmothers come to us and say, you know, I'm responsible for my grandchild. So I need to be able to get to them if there's an emergency. But we're not getting them in to work with them, with the schools on a one-to-one basis as much as we need to.
What is it that only you bring to the Board of Education?
Well, I think I bring certainly responsibility. I have never missed a board meeting in the 16 years. I've always done my homework. Now, I may not have the same answer that other board members have when I get there, but if I have strong convictions of what we need to do, and because I was a teacher in the system and an educator for most of my life, people trust me, I think. They know that I'm here for the students and I don't have any hidden agenda. I'm certainly not seeking a higher office. But most of my time on the board, I have spent on the policy committee, and I've been the chair for the past 6 years. So we looked at that policy manual and determined it was not updated to the needs that we have today. So we saved about $20,000 by doing it ourselves. Now we're ready to look at it again. We're constantly looking at policies, but those policies impact the schools for the most part. Most of them come from the state, the guidelines that we have, or federal guidelines. But we have it now where we can get input from students, teachers, parents, community members, and we listen to all of that before we implement a policy or change a policy. So that's a very, very that's the main thing that the board is responsible for, that and spending the money wisely. And I always tell people, remember, nickels, spend your nickels wisely. So, I look at every penny we spend.
Thinking about charter schools and their role in the school system, how do you see them? What should they be doing?
Well, I believe parents should have choice of where their children go to school, here in the county as well as with charter schools or private schools. With charter schools, they are, for the most part, most of them are successful. The concerns that I would have is that they do not enroll all the students that have needs as we do. They don't provide transportation. They don't provide the meals. Their standards, I'm sure, are high, or parents would not send them to that school. But they do not face the challenges that we face in our regular schools.
Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you really want people to understand about you, Jeanette Nichols, as a candidate for the New Hanover County School Board?
Well, I want them to know that I will continue to be there at all the meetings, the committees, that my relationship that I have with other community leaders, I think there is a respect there that I have earned. They know that I listen, and I'd be in the classrooms working with teachers or reading to children and visiting the schools, and I'm always available. My number's on the website. Some more board members don't have that number available. They, every day, just about, I get a call. I get a lot of call from bus drivers and custodians who trust me to help them, and that's an important thing, as well as the parents and grandparents.
Well, Jeanette Nichols, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, Rachel, it was my pleasure.